Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
'N lekker warm saterdag lê voor. Pretoria bereik maksimum van 33 môre, Johannesburg 31 en Rustenburg 34.
Op die paaie in Bekloo was daar vroeër 'n ernstige ongeluk op die N3 Noord net na Marlboro-Ryland se afrit. Die verkeer is baie stadig in die area en nog 'n ongeluk in Woodmere op Maxwell-Ryland Oos by Ou Pretoria Hoofweg. Die verkeer stadig daar ook.
Ireland joined France in the rugby red card resistance and New Zealand made 128 for 9 in their 20 overs against the Windies.
Dit is nou 6 uur en tot nou toe kon roubeklaars in Senen Mpumalanga hulde bringe aan die voormalige minister van Finansies en Arbeid Tito Mboweni. Sy liggaam het in statie gelê by sy gesinswoning in Sasekane en hy word môre begrawe in 'n kategorie 2 staatsbegrafnis. Masechaba Sefularo het meer.
The relatives of former minister Tito Mboweni were inconsolable as a coffin carrying his body arrived at his childhood home in Sasekane village near Tzaneen. Mourners and family members were given an opportunity to bid their final farewell and view Mboweni one last time. President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to deliver the eulogy at Mboweni's funeral, which takes place at the Nkowankowa Stadium on Saturday. Masechaba Sifularo for Jekka FM News.
So gepraat van die president, hy het die dood van die ANC-veteraan en die stigter van die onderwysvakbond Sadou Mbatisi Mdladlana beskryf as 'n groot verlies. Hy is in 1998 deur oud-president Nelson Mandela aangewys as die minister van arbeid en hy het die posisie behou onder 4 presidente en hy is vandag dood in die ouderdom van 72. Hier is die president se woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya.
Mr. Mdladlana's passing takes us back in time to the sacrifices and struggles of our past, the hope with which we embarked on building a new society, and the hard work it has taken since then to secure the gains we have made.
Raiz Mzansi het ook sy leierskap geprys. Hier is die nuwe party se woordvoerder Mabine Seabe.
Mdladlana was among those who served in the first parliament, which had the difficult task of laying foundations of our constitutional democracy.
En die nuutverkose adjunkminister van die Tshwane Metro het die raad vandag toegespreek en onder meer aangedui dat die DA die vaandel eerbaar en met goeie begrip van hoe demokrasie werk oorhandig het aan die metro se nuwe leierskap.
Yesterday I had a conversation with Councillor Jackie Ace. He was giving me a handover. The handover was done in a fashion that tells that Jackie Ace understand democracy. And fortnight ago in this house, we witnessed the democracy in action, wherein the former executive mayor, Alderman Silap Brink, when he was signing the results, he shook the hand of the executive mayor and accepted the result as free and fair.
Dan die ANC se Eugene Modise. Pretoria môre 33, Johannesburg 31, Mbombela 27 en Skukuza 34, Polokwane 32, Messina op na 36, Mahikeng 33 en Rustenburg 34. Ek is Marlene Forsie. Our top story this hour, Tito Mboweni will be laid to rest tomorrow.
Baie dankie Marlene. Rob Forbes is reg want dit is Vrydag middag net na 6:00. So it's time for Rob's Mix.
It is. Are we ready to get into the weekend mood?
Absolutely, Forbes.
Okay, kom ons gooi hom.
Rob's Mix on Jacaranda FM.